Now, most people are aware that the money gradually changed. The printing and the text on the face of the dollar bills and of the currency changed, and the money was gradually disengaged from gold and then silver. So can you talk about that and why it happened when it did and what the effects were?
Dating back to colonial days, the money powers from England have always schemed to get control of America. And their efforts have been relentless. You can read with some depth about how the Rothschilds had schemed to divide up the United States into two warring countries so that they could bite off on one country and then another country, often called the Rothschild formula. And so this relentlessness has always been there. If they didn't succeed with the first central bank, they went to a second and a third and finally the fourth central bank. And it slowly evolved that they could seize the money gradually, and that's exactly what happened with the Federal Reserve. When the Federal Reserve came in, the U.S. dollar was 100% backed by gold. Over a period of time, they removed it from gold, and of course, when Roosevelt was in power in 1933, it was declared illegal to have ownership of gold. We have seen a steady decline of the value of the dollar, because of it being removed from gold and the silver. Silver was removed from the coinage starting January 1st, 1965. Okay, so 64 was the last year of silver coinage. And then I believe it was on April 6th, 1968, was the last day that you could exchange the silver certificates. So that'd be the last day of having a silver-backed currency. Since that time, we've had a total fiat currency. You cannot redeem it for anything of value.
Can you also just review for us the effect of that and the decline of the purchasing power of those pieces of fiat currency since that time in 1968?
Actually, it's a very interesting study just to look at what has happened to the Federal Reserve note or the U.S. dollar from 1913 to present. Because from the government's own figures, the Federal Reserve note has lost 96% of its value and is now worth 4 cents. Yet on the other hand, if we had continued with a silver-backed currency that was market-driven, it would be worth $3.90 today. A significant difference of a currency that would be worth $3.90, a dollar would be equivalent to $3.90 in a marketplace versus a Federal Reserve note that is now worth 4 cents. A dramatic change of 9,750%. Dramatic change. That's over just about 89 years.
Are there any government or national currencies remaining that are backed by gold and silver?
None.
When was the last one taken away from the metal base?
That was the fall of the Swiss franc. That goes back just a few years. Mm-hmm. The Swiss people voted against it relentlessly in terms of the pegging of the Swiss franc to gold and the backing of the Swiss franc. It was 40%. And it's a little nebulous now exactly what the backing is. But it is not a value-backed currency anymore. It was the last one to fall. So every single government currency, about 168, are all fiat currencies. So they all float against the hot air of politicians.